Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to Stephen Sports Blog, here only on MSL Radio.
Dwayne Wade is back.
Woo!
For one more year. He signed a 1 year, $20 million contract yesterday. So the Dwayne drama is finally over in Miami. And everybody in Miami and all Miami Heat fans, especially Casey Wallach with me today, very happy about that news.
So happy.
Yeah, thank God. But next summer, you know it's going to be crazy because the Dwayne Wade contract is going to be up. They're going to be suing Kevin Durant. And it's going to be World War III in Miami next summer. But other than you know, Dwayne Wade, there's not much going on today with the free agency. All I have is Wes Matthews has joined the Mavs on a 4-year deal, and Robin Lopez and the Knicks are closing on a 4-year deal, 4-year, $54 million deal as well. Other than that, it's a pretty slow sport today. And Robert Flores filled in for Ryan Russillo today on the Russillo show, and he said the same thing. Especially in the next 2 weeks, when the All-Star break is here, nothing. Nothing but the Home Run Derby, the All-Star game, and the ESPYs. That's it. It's going to be a very slow sports day.
True. I mean, we can talk about maybe, you know, all the NFL suspensions that happened yesterday. Like, it was
every 20 minutes.
Another suspension being handed down. I was like, whoa, what's going on here?
I can only name, like, two, really. I know it was, like, at least four players got suspended yesterday. Antonio Gates, San Diego Chargers sighting, got suspended 4 games for abusing the league's substance policy, as well as the defensive tackle for the Jets, Sheldon Richardson. I know there's a guy from the Packers. I don't know. You probably know more about that.
That was Dayton Jones. He was suspended only 1 game, which I'm not sure why he got one, and the Upper Bales got 4 for substance abuse violations. Rolando McClain from your Dallas Cowboys got also suspended 4 games for substance abuse policy. One thing about Sheldon Richardson, and I think they pointed specifically to weed marijuana for him, but it makes the first round, you know, draft pick Leonard Williams have to kind of step it up for those first 4 games. And there was something I think Trey Wingo put it on Twitter yesterday that in Richardson's first 2 seasons, he had 144 tackles, and apparently in the last decade, no primary defensive lineman has had more tackles in the first 2 seasons. So that'll be, something that's going to affect the Jets. I think they're playing the Dolphins in, you know, one of the first 4 week games. So, you know, we'll see what happens. But, you know, it's not a good thing for the Jets, but, or any of these teams. I mean, but it's just funny that all this happened on the same day. All this stuff is scheduled usually, you know, or you know when they're going to test you, but, you know, so you kind of work your way around that if you're going to do your thing.
The Dallas defense wasn't bad enough. As we said this before on an earlier show, the NFC East has the worst defense, you know, in the league. Or maybe I said this to someone of my friends, I don't remember, but the NFC East has defense in the league. There's no doubt about it. Our defense is terrible. And now we already lost Greg Hardy, right. We already knew he was going to be suspended for 10 games. Now, again, crazy suspension. Do I believe it? Do I understand why they suspended him 10 games? Of course not. But, you know, that's Roger Goodell's ruling. And now we have Rondo McClain. He got was nice last season. Suspended 4 games. It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough stopping. Let's see who we start with. Oh, the Giants. Oh, look at that. We start off with the Giants week 1 Sunday Night Football on NBC. We got to stop Odell Beckham Jr. We got to stop Victor Cruz. We got to stop Shane Vereen. We got to stop Eli Manning. You know, we got to stop Reuben Randall. With who? No, but no Ronald McClain. No Greg Hall. Oh, man, this is going to suck. The Packers. I don't know much about the Packers defense, but I don't know if the guy from the Packers, I forget his name, Jones, got his suspension. I don't know how much impact that's going to be for the Packers week 1 game. If you want to get a little insight on that.
I don't know who we're playing week 1, but, you know, we've got a pretty good defense. I mean, obviously we lost, you know, Tre'Von Williams to the Browns and all that this year, but I think they'll be okay for one game. And,
yeah,
you know, it's a pretty solid defense. I'm just confused why he only got one game, because it was also for substance abuse and everybody else got four, right? That doesn't make any sense to me at all.
Yeah, and the question
but
I have
I'll take
is,
it.
Yeah, the question I have is, these guys all got suspended for the same thing at the same time. Were they doing this together? This is like planned. Like, yo, guys, let's take some illegal stuff and get suspended. Ridiculous. But these guys can play in the preseason. But once September 10th starts, that's it. You know, go away. He'll come back in October 5th. Yeah, Sheldon Richardson will miss the London game when the Dolphins play the Jets. That's pretty sad. I wouldn't want to miss the London game. Antonio Gates, what a loss for the Chargers. They already had gotten rid of one of the good running backs, Ryan Matthews. You know, Philip Rivers, it was in question whether or not he was going to return to San Diego after they were trying to get Marcus Mariota. But he's all right. But Gates, that's like the all-time leading wide receiver for San Diego history. That's a big loss for the Chargers. I don't know. I hope they can do fine without him. But other than that, you know, this guy did say, we had no idea these things were illegal. Like, you should know this stuff. I'm pretty sure you read, like, an NFL rulebook when you get drafted or something. So they should definitely know what's going on.
Yeah, people say, like, okay, you know, yes, maybe this, you know, marijuana shouldn't be illegal. I know Antonio Gates was repeating or whatever. Maybe, but, you know, marijuana shouldn't be illegal, but maybe on the other side, you can say these guys just need to be a little smarter about, you know, what they do in their free time, and especially when you know something's coming, because, you know, it's not like random, like, drug testing or anything like that. You know, it's planned, and then you count the days or whatever, so. But, you know, everybody's human, everybody makes mistakes.
We do.
So.
So it is official. Go ahead.
Somebody who didn't make a lot of mistakes yesterday, I didn't watch it much of it, but I saw Jose Fernandez, you know, returning for the Marlins. That was a pretty good return for him against the Giants.
Yeah, it was. I watched that game yesterday while we were doing the show, and before the show, he hit a home run. He hit a home run. Mm-hmm. Not only did he strike out six through three innings, he hit a home run. And that was after a slow start, giving up two runs on three hits and two in a third inning. But he calmed down. Like I said, he needed to. So, you know, good return. Tonight, today, at 2:10 Eastern time on ESPN2, the Marlins are in Wrigley playing the Cubs before the 4th of July weekend. It is official. Right, Yahoo sources report Robert Lopez and the Knicks have agreed to that four-year $54 million contract. So, DeAndre Jordan, moving on. He's not going to be going to New York, because that's the only way that Robin Lopez will stay in New York is if DeAndre Jordan did not go to New York with him.
Right.
I don't know much about Robin Lopez, but at this point, the Knicks need, again, we say this a lot, the Knicks needs, like, everything. If they want to succeed next season, they do have Carmelo. They do have this other guy, Robin Lopez, but other than that, I don't know who else they have, really. I don't know. I should know. I'm a New York native, but I don't. Anyway.
Yeah, they don't have – I mean, they really haven't gotten much of anybody. So, it's – I don't know what's going on there in New York. I mean, they're just floundering.
Yeah, and just a little small news here. I don't follow tennis. I don't know if you follow tennis. Serena Williams is getting upset right now by, like, the only British woman left in the Wimbledon Championships. They're in the third set, and she's down, like, 2-0, so – That'd be a big upset, you know. And yesterday, Roger Federer. Yeah, yesterday, Roger Federer got upset by some guy. I don't even know his name. But, big upsets in the world of tennis. Well, other than that, you know.
I only know one little thing about yesterday. Sorry, I'm in Europe.
Yeah.
But Rafael Nadal got lost to this guy, Dustin Brown, who I've never heard of. He got in as a qualifier type thing, you know, where, you know, not a ranked type player and everything. But he got upset in four sets, and that was like a huge upset yesterday. But that's about all I know about Wimbledon.
Is that the guy with the really long dreads?
Yes.
Okay, maybe that's what I was talking about. It wasn't Federer, it was Nadal. Again,
yeah.
I don't know tennis, so I don't, you know, I know names, I don't know faces. You know, it'll just. So tomorrow's 4th of July. I know tonight I'm going to there's a festival in my town across the other side of town. I'm going to go a little later. We're going to have fireworks, big party. It's going to be a lot of fun. And then tomorrow, I got two different plans. So Casey, what are you doing tomorrow? What are you doing 4th of July?
I'm going to go to fireworks later in the area and stuff here where I live. But, you know, pretty much, you know, the usual, just kind of barbecue, hang out outside and hopefully enjoy the weather. It's supposed to be nice. Everybody's been talking about hot dogs on Twitter, at least. And, like, so I woke up this morning so hungry for hot dogs and stuff. And I have a question for you because, you know, people have this thing if, like, you're allowed to put ketchup on a hot dog or not. And some say, like, once you're past 12 years old, you shouldn't put ketchup on a hot dog. Do you put ketchup on your hot dog, Steven?
I haven't done that in forever. But the rule of 12 years old, what is this coming from? What is wrong with people?
I don't,
people
it's crazy Twitter
the craziest stuff. People are coming up with the craziest stuff these days. Putting ketchup on a hot dog after 12. What do you guys put on? Mustard, relish, sauerkraut? Those are all disgusting. I hate them all. The only time I really put ketchup on a, quote unquote ketchup on a hot dog is when I don't eat it with the bun. I chop up the hot dog and, you know, eat it. Dunking ketchup, yeah. Like that's good stuff. But me too, I was also craving hot dogs this morning when I woke up. I was like, yo, I want hot dogs. Unfortunately, my mother ran out of the Nathan's hot dogs, my favorite ones. But we'll come back.
Oh, Nathan's are the best.
Oh, yes. We'll come back. We'll talk our hot dog opinions because I have one that really I do not like at all. This is SC and Wally and OSL Radio.
ESPN New York, ESPN LA, ESPN Chicago, ESPN Dallas, ESPN Boston. But where's Miami? At MSL, we want to be the launching pad for ESPN Miami. So spread the word. MSL to ESPN.
MSL is looking for writers. If you are a fan of the Miami Dolphins, Miami Marlins, Miami Heat, Miami Hurricanes, Florida Panthers, Florida International University Panthers, or even golf, contact Stephen Err on Twitter at RidingFanatic2 for more information.
What's up, sports fans? If you want to get different perspectives on all things sports, on the field and off the field, join me, Casey Wallach, and my co-host, Stephen Err, on SCU and Wally every Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, only on MSL Radio.
All right, I'm feeling it. Welcome to Cruise Control, where the rhyming is tight, where the limelight's a liming light.
Stop. What are you doing?
I'm rhyming. I'm rapping. My people
know what the show's about.
So what's
people
it about?
Want to hear what the show's about.
What's it about?
It's about two brothers coming together, discussing everything popular culture. We're opening up Pandora's box, and yes, I said Pandora's box, because nothing is off limits, and we're going to talk about things that everybody wants to hear about, things we want to talk about.
So everything and anything.
Everything and anything. This is Miami Sports and Lifestyle's very own Jonathan and Christian Cruz. So you just got to sit back, relax, and put it on what, Jay?
I'm not saying it.
You got to say it.
Nope,
you can't end
nope.
it like this.
All
so
right.
What are we doing? Put it on what?
We're putting...
What?
Cruise control.
I've made my decision. I'm going to take my talents to South Beach, join D-Wade, and play for the Miami Heat. The Miami Heat. The Miami Heat.
DJ Irie. The Miami Heat.
Check out the Miami Sports and Lifestyle blog, only at miamisportsandlife.wix.com/MSLblog.
Hey guys, it's your girl Tasha. Join me every Sunday from 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time for the Why Is It Taboo radio show on MSL Radio, where we will talk about things some churches just don't want to talk about. You can also follow me on Twitter at Why Is It Taboo, that's WHYISITTABOO. And just remember, guys, that there is nothing too hard for God.
The time is here, the time is now, the three sides have aligned once again, Jacob James Garcia,
yeah.
Aaron Cheatham, and Simply Courtney, the Black and Tan Show, are here for you. MSL Radio, Saturdays at 9. Be there, or we will be there.
Thank you, Scott McKenzie, for Save a Lot. May I help you?
Yes, ma'am. Is this a Save-A-Lot in Cleveland, Ohio? Because I'm about to come to Cleveland in about a week. This is the Cleveland, Ohio Save-A-Lot, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so I have a question for you. How does it feel to be a business in a miserable-ass depressed city?
The Andrew Powell Show with Darren Williamson and Eric Robinson is Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on MSL Radio. You are now listening to Stephen's Sports Blog, here only on MSL Radio.
My gosh. Me and Casey, and we just work with a bunch of clowns. You can absolutely hear them through the commercials. Black and Tan, Andrew Powell, Dern, you guys are just a bunch of clowns. But, you know, it's fun working with you guys. So I was listening to these commercials. I'm like, oh, my God, who am I working with right now?
I know.
We are back on SE and Wally and MSL Radio. The final show of the week for us, final show of the week for Darren, Eric, and Andrew, of course. Tomorrow, the Black and Tan Show at 9 o'clock p.m. on MSL Radio. Try to listen. Hopefully I'm not having too much fun, whatever I do tomorrow. But before we went to break, we were talking hot dogs, and we were talking about how it's kind of funny. We both wanted hot dogs this morning, and we were not. And I was just like, I woke up, went upstairs to the fridge, and I was like, all my Nathan's hot dogs are gone, just not gone. And then I remember, I was saying we would talk hot dogs I don't like. There's one hot dog that I'll never eat. I had it once in Florida back in, like, 2007. Terrible hot dog. Ballpark. Ballpark is the oh, my God. It's like, holy crap. I didn't know what I was eating. It tasted like, you know, garbage. I don't like Ballpark hot dogs. Astro Meyer, they're pretty good. No, so nothing beats Nathan's. Nothing beats Nathan's.
Nathan's are the best.
Yes. And whoever made up this... Can no ketchup before 12, after 12 years old rule? Please call in 646-716-8715. I want to hear your logic behind no ketchup after 12 years old. Like, what? And I understand, you know, you don't go swim with floaties on your arms after, like, 6, 7 years old. No ketchup on hot dogs after 12. That's like saying no cheese on your burgers after 12. Yeah, no, hell no. There's no way I'm not eating a cheeseburger over a hamburger because I love my cheese on my burgers. And ketchup, mm-hmm. by the way. So, what else can we... Go ahead, yeah.
Well, I was going to say what I like. Normally, the only time I eat a hot dog without ketchup, like, you know, obviously a big thing up here in the Midwest is a Chicago-style hot dog, which is, like, you know, with the mustard, the relish, the chopped onion, the sport peppers, all that stuff. And then I don't have ketchup on it. But if I'm, like, say, like, just... walking, like holding, you know, a hot dog, because it kind of gets kind of messy eating a Chicago style hot dog. So if I'm just walking and holding a hot dog, it's going to have like ketchup and mustard on it. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Chicago style hot dogs in Wisconsin. Here in Jersey, we got New York pizzas. You know, it's just, you know, good food, though. Good food. Hey, here's some news from sports. Becky Hammon will become the first NBA Summer League female head coach. She will coach the San Antonio Spurs. As they travel down to Orlando, I think they play in Orlando. I know they play in Utah beginning on Monday until Thursday, but she will coach the Spurs during the Summer League. Woo!
That's
in
cool.
The NBA. Yes, it is. Women in the NBA. And we also, if you don't know, I'm going to tell you right now, Sarah Thomas is the first female NFL referee. I don't know what game she'll be refereeing, but I can't wait to see it. Hopefully she'll be doing the Dolphins game. We can cover that.
And hopefully people won't be jerks like they normally are when it comes to women coming into places where they're not normally, I'm putting this in air quotes, you know, supposed to be type thing. So right. Give everybody a chance.
Yeah, exactly. There's actually, not a lot of people know about this, but there's actually a women's football league. It's a nice league. So, you know, women, people say women don't belong to football. Yeah, you go check that out. It's called the Legends Football League. Just putting it out there. So what else do we have? Again, slow sports day on SCNY.
Mm-hmm.
It's 4th of July weekend. Everyone's working forward to fireworks, not sports.
So let's see, like the whole LaMarcus Aldridge thing, obviously he had a long meeting with Pat Riley last night. You know, Heat fans are all like waiting on Twitter, just like wanting to know how it went and thing. And it went late into the evening. Obviously it was on the West Coast. There's some people saying that Riley told LaMarcus Aldridge, you know, just sign a 1-year deal with another team. I'll be back for you next year when the TV money comes in. And, you know, there's other people saying that he could still be possibly trying to put something together. I'm not sure how you could do that and without mm-hmm. losing, you know, big time player.
Right.
Obviously, I'm happy with the lineup as it is now. I mean, of course, you always want to have as many great players as you can, but I don't want to get rid of anybody we have right now in the starting lineup. And, you know, because people said they you might have to get rid of Bosch. I don't want to get rid of Bosch.
And that was what I was just going to say. That they're going to go for Aldridge, but the only thing they can do is get rid of Bosch and Whiteside? You're crazy. Pat Riley better not. I mean, last I heard was from Andrew. He said on his show last night that the Heat were out of the top three favorite teams for LaMarcus Aldridge to, you know, sign with. So hopefully it stays that way, because if they're going to mm-hmm. sign Aldridge to get rid of Bosch and Whiteside, they're it's not a good idea, you know?
No.
I was out, yeah.
And Damian Lillard flew out to L.A. last night, too, to try and convince Aldridge to stay with Portland. So, you know, I don't know what went on with that. But I my gut's telling me he's still going to Spurs. I'm sorry I interrupted you. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, I was just going to say, I hope that Aldridge goes to the Spurs so we can just end this drama already. We already have the damn wait. The D-Wade drama's over. Let's end the Aldridge drama.
Yeah.
And then from there, there's not much to talk about. Like, what's going to be free agency except DeAndre Jordan, who we know is now not going to the Knicks. But Flash Gordon Jr., at Flash Gordon Jr., steps up to the plate, and we're underway at Wrigley Field. So Marlins and Cubs are underway. Let's see. I just saw something. Where did it go?
Wes Matthews, from Portland. He turned down actually a big offer from the Kings for 4 years, $16 million a year. Which is a huge offer because he's just coming off of, you know, Achilles injury. And supposedly, they don't have the numbers yet on what he's going to take in Dallas, but it's going to be, you know, less than what the Kings offered him, because everybody keeps saying he turned down a huge offer, which means obviously he's going to take less down out in Dallas. So that's interesting, you know, what turned him off so much of the Kings could be the, you know, the organization, you know, all that drama that's going on there, and who knows, you know, who's coming in, who's going out type thing. So I just thought that, you know, so not everybody's always about, you know, the money type thing.
Mm-hmm.
But Dallas, you know, Dallas is a good organization. You know, Mark Cuban is a ballsy owner, and, you know, he'll do what he has to do. So that was just, you know, something I saw this morning. Otherwise,
that's
interesting.
Yeah, speaking of money, I know you're, I assume, because you talked about this before, you're a Rihanna fan. she released her music video for her song about the money. I'm not going to say it, because I find that word be profanity, and obviously profanity is not allowed on radio, but you get the point. Rihanna's music video for the money song, which Dwayne Wade trolled the Heat fans with I think it was the Snapchat video or something. Music videos, you can check it out on Facebook, Rihanna's Facebook page. If you don't follow her, you should. Rihanna's a great singer, despite, you know, your profanity songs. Women's World Cup, again, so happy. USA Japan in the final, Sunday, 7:30 on Fox Sports 1. Oh, my God. I cannot wait. And I hope the U.S. gets redemption after 2011. Yes, I do believe Japan deserved that that championship 2011 because of the tsunami. I was like, okay, you know what? They had hard times. Now they come in here for the Women's World Cup final. Just let them win. You know, give them something. They deserve it. You know, for the tsunami. But now there's no excuse. USA wants the gold now. And right after, you know, a couple days after the U.S. Women's National Team hopefully wins the Women's World Cup, the U.S. Men's Team will compete in the Gold Cup from July 7th to July 26th. Now I'm gonna decide today, because we gotta get a move on, if MSO will cover the Gold Cup. You know, obviously I think it'll be cool because the USA is in the Gold Cup, but we'll make like this. So what's going on with the Brewers, Kate? You know, a little small talk, 5 minutes left.
I have no idea. Come on.
All right. Then I'll just go ahead and say it. The New York Mets. So, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, that too. I was just going to ask you what other food do you like at a cookout? Because I'm hungry.
Wow. 5 minutes before I was left, in that case, you can go eat your food. I had a little bit of pasta. And hopefully I'll get something later. Have a little money left. That's the thing. But, yeah, my favorite food, I had to be cheeseburgers. I do not like hot dogs being on the grill. I like them, but I like boiling my hot dogs or microwaving them. I think it's just better. But, yes, the New York Mets suck. They scored their first run yesterday, 4 games, and they still lost the Cubs. Which means the Cubs have swept the season series for the first time in over 100 years. Congratulations to New York Mets. Congratulations. Way to go. But on the Yankee side, the Yankees are getting what they deserve. Alex Rodriguez getting that home run, it's a 3,000 hit ball back. It's just going to cost the Yankees $150,000. Because the person that caught the home run ball, which is number 3,000, asked for a donation for his charity.
Yeah.
And they're going to loan him $150,000 for his charity, and he's going to get the ball back. So that's pretty cool for the Yankees. A-Rod settled a $30 million milestone bonus dispute. The team will donate $3.5 million of it to charity. 3 minutes left. Fourth of July. It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
July is going to be fun. I'm either going to my friend's house in Sayreville, about 20 minutes away from me, or I'm going to my mother's boyfriend's house and going the opposite way from my house. So, yeah, Women's World Cup. Look forward to it. July 5th, Sunday night, USA. Let's go USA. Beat Japan. Fenders. Any last words?
I'm just looking here. Not seeing much. Obviously, yesterday Phoenix traded away, you know, like 3 guys to make a lot of cap space for possibility of LaMarcus Aldridge coming, which one of those players was Marcus Morris, and his twin brother, who he's on the team with, Markieff Morris, is not happy about them breaking up the family. Apparently, like, they took discounts to stay in Phoenix together and everything, and so I've never been a fan of the Morris twins. I think they're kind of dirty players, but whatever. But anyway, they're broken up now. So, I mean, you know, but whatever. You kind of gotta cut the umbilical cord sometime, guys.
Right.
And
I have nothing left. I'm weaked out. This has been SU Wally. We'll be back on Monday. Enjoy your 4th of July weekend, everybody.
Happy 4th of July.
You've been listening to Stephen's Sports Blog with Stephen Erden III, here only on MSL Radio.